This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Back. Alan Ellis here with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Our phone number is 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. In about 30 minutes from now, we're going to pick a winner for our muzzleloader contest giveaway, so we welcome you to call. All you have to do is leave your phone number and go on the air and say hi. Call in, give us your phone number, go on the air, say hi, or I want to be in the contest, or you can talk about anything you want to talk about. We can have a discussion if you like. But you do got to go on the air. And at the end of the day, about quarter till or so, we're going to pull the name of the winner for October. And everybody that enters today will also be entered in the November contest. So you got two shots at it. What do you think of that? All right, let's talk to JT, who's been online for quite a while. Thanks for calling, JT. What's up?
Well, good morning, and how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. First of all, this has nothing to do, what I'm about to say has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans.
Correct.
I don't particularly care for either or. But politicians only need us Tuesday, coming this Tuesday, April 15th, which is tax day, and the third time, and that depends on what happens on Tuesday, boots on the ground in Syria.
What? Whoa. What? Say that again? They only need us. Boots on the ground in Syria, what are you talking about?
Depending on how the election in the United States turns out on Tuesday, will determine when and how many troops President Obama puts in Syria on the boots on the ground for military action.
Okay.
That was the point I wanted to make there. this thing about we the people, that doesn't apply to you and I. Nothing to do with us at all.
Okay, well, let me ask you what your topic has to do with. What you wanted to say and what you've waited for so long to say has to do with hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors.
Well, okay, I'm glad I was getting to that. But anyway.
Well, let's get to it because we've got other callers stacked up behind you.
You're going to have this rally, and I would only think that what politicians want to hear is how it's going to benefit them. And hopefully you're bringing enough money to the table for these politicians so they can do whatever they want to do. Otherwise, they're going
Let me stop you right there, JT. Okay? Let me stop you right there.
Yes, sir.
All right. You see, politicians make decisions that affect us. But I believe with a show of numbers in Annapolis, we can bring their attention to the fact that there are bills in front of them that affect us as hunters, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, fishermen, whatever you want to talk about, in Maryland. And I believe that they need to know we're out there because here's the simple fact. We have 188 members in our General Assembly. We have somewhere between 80 and 90 of them are members of the Sportsman's Caucus who sign a paper at the beginning of each term that says they will serve the sportsmen in their community, the best interest sportsmen in their districts. Okay? They sign a paper that says that's what makes them members of the Sportsman's Caucus. Now, whether they actually do that or not, we have no control. But I think what we're doing with a rally in Annapolis is saying when a bill that comes to affect the privileges and the heritage of hunting and trapping in Maryland, you have our attention and we want to get yours. So just make sure that when you look out the door and you see a couple of hundred guys out there with orange hats and a Senate bill or a House bill comes up before you that affects those guys, they're keeping their eye on you. And they're telling their friends, and they're telling their families, and they're telling the guys they hunt with, and they're going online, and they're sending out emails to their groups. And then you will get letters from us, coordinated by us and encouraged by us, that will hold you responsible for voting the way that this group of constituents wants you to vote. And that's what the Sportsman's Rally in Annapolis is all about. So you poo-poo all that all you want. Guess what? We're doing something, and we're going to continue to do it. So
I'm on your side.
Okay. Okay.
I hope you win. But I'm scared of somebody coming in with $100 million or whatever. And if you have somebody against you, and they bring in...
We got a group in Gaithersburg with $100 million in their bank. We've got a group. It's called the Humane Society of the United States. We already know that they're going to put a bill in to attempt to ban lead ammunition for hunting in Maryland. Why the hell do you think we're going down there?
Listen, like I said, God bless you. I hope you win. Okay? Thank you.
Have a nice day. Whoops. Hold on. Let me take that call on line one. Grab that guy that I just... Okay. Hey, Tim, how are you? Thanks for holding. What's up?
I just want to let you know that I enjoy the show whenever I can, and I listen to it usually coming home from work.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it, buddy. Thanks. Are you in the drawing for the black powder gun?
That's why I called. I'm
beautiful.
Be in the drawing.
You're in there, Tim. Thanks very much.
All right.
Enjoy your day. Thanks. Have a good weekend. There he goes. Let's talk to Pat in Washington, D.C., and then we'll get to Chris in Baltimore. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Alan.
What's up?
You're doing a great job. Sometimes you really impress me, even more than others. Hey, just wanted to get in contest.
Okay, that's cool. You're in.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. I went on that bear hunt and didn't see anything all 5 days except, 4 days of the bear hunt. And,
yeah.
Stuck around for a little bit of deer hunting.
Yeah.
So one deer twice the whole week.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, it was a tough week out there. I talked to guys who hunted, on farms bordering cornfields. There were no acorns. Nobody saw any acorns. And that's the same thing that happened the year I was up there. There was no acorn crop. The barometric pressure was probably the lowest it had been in a century up that way when I was on my bear hunt. My landowner managed to take one on the last evening of the hunt. On my landowner sub-permittee, 150-pound female or something like that. And that was fine. I'm glad he got it. And better him than me. So that made my hunt. But a lot of guys put some effort into it. A lot of guys traveled a long distance and didn't hunt but the first day because of the weather coming in and loss of access and some other things. So, you know, it's a good hunt, though. It's 1,000 people out there, trying to enjoy the mountains of Western Maryland. So,
yeah, it was great. I toughed out the weather even on the days that I didn't feel like it because I don't get a whole lot of time outdoors, and I'm just going to enjoy it.
Yep.
When I can.
I got you. Pat, thank you. Did you join the Maryland Hunting Coalition yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy.
See you,
thanks.
Buddy. Bye-bye. Here he goes. Now, Chris, black squirrel population in Maryland. That's your question?
Yes, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm an amateur wildlife photographer. And
okay.
I've been looking for some black squirrels to photograph.
Okay.
The only place I've ever seen them in Maryland is on the NSA compound down on Fort Meade. And I don't think I'm going to be going down there with my cameras.
Frederick has a pretty good-sized population of them.
Frederick,
Maryland, yes. Frederick, and there are some in Montgomery County. As a matter of fact, there's one that was 16 and a half yards from me because I ranged it the other day on one of my deer stands.
Awesome. I'll head out that way. Any specific places in Frederick?
Chris, we have your number. You have Chris's number? Oh, you didn't get in the contest. Well, I was going to say I can put you in touch with somebody in Frederick who can tell you some locations out there, but we don't have your number.
I can send you an email.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Do that.
All right. Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you much.
Yep. And that black squirrel, by the way, is on my hit list. I've determined now that in the next couple of years, I'm going to collect as many squirrels as I possibly can. I'm going to collect the eastern fox squirrel, the gray squirrel, the black phase of the eastern gray squirrel. If I can do a white phase of the eastern of the gray squirrel, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a piney squirrel, And the only one I won't be able to get is the Delmarva fox squirrel. However, we did hear from a taxidermist the other day that had one checked in. And the guy said, well, they're off the endangered species list. And the taxidermist said, yeah, they are, but they're certainly still protected. So you better do something else with that than bring it in my shop. So,
well, maybe you can photograph one.
Well, you can get out to Dorchester County, Taylor's Island, Hooper's Island, and photograph all the squirrels you want. Get down on Blackwater. They've got them.
That's awesome. Thanks for talking to me, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Chris.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You got it.
Will do. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay, we had an anonymous caller concerned that I took a caller who was driving. He said that's dangerous, and he thought he heard he was on a motorcycle. Well, I talk on the phone when I'm driving as well, but I have a Bluetooth device in my truck called a sync system in my Ford truck, and it has a speaker, and I don't have to touch my phone. I hit a button on my steering wheel, and it says, and I say, call so-and-so, and it calls so-and-so, or I'd say, dial so-and-so, and they dial so-and-so, and I don't have to touch my phone. I don't have to hold it to my ear. I don't have to take my hands off the wheel. So if the guy was on a motorcycle, that's on him, not on me. I mean, I understand how scintillating conversation with me is. You know, I understand that. But couldn't hear if the guy was on a motorcycle. He may have been in a big rig. We said something about a motorcycle, did we? Oh, he said there were a million motorcycles in Washington, D.C., and it didn't get any coverage last year on that motorcycle rally. No, he wasn't on a motorcycle. He thought the guy was on a motorcycle, I guess, but that's okay. We're here to clear it up, okay? Let's talk to Buck in Pasadena. Good morning. You're calling from your truck, but you are hands-free, right, Buck?
Absolutely.
I got you. So what's up, man?
Well, good morning. I'm on my way to Chestertown. We're going to brush our goose pits this morning.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to let you know that I've enjoyed your show over many years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. I've met you in person at a couple of shows, and I just want you to keep up the good work. And I just wanted to say, have a good day. That's it.
Well, good. I appreciate that. You're in the muzzleloader contest. Make sure you join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Tell all those guys in the goose pit today that you talked to me, and I urged you to do that because strict liability, brother. That's what's on our mind right now. And we've got a meeting coming up this week. Do you know what strict liability is?
No.
Okay. You have your own goose pit, I'm sure. But let's say you book a trip with a guy on the Eastern Shore, a guide, okay? And you and your three buddies are in the goose pit, and it's just getting daylight. And maybe you shot a goose, maybe you didn't, but the decoys are in the field. And all of a sudden, a green truck pulls in. It's a natural resource police officer. And he walks up to the blind and says, "Empty your gun. I'd like to see your guns, fella. I want to check for plugs. I want to check for that." You show him your gun. You check your license. Everybody has stamps. And then he says, "By the way, you're all under arrest. Here's a citation." And you say, "For what?" And you say, "Well, we've determined that this field was baited." And you and your buddy and your other buddy and your other buddy are all under arrest and cited for baiting. And you had nothing to do with it because you just showed up there at 5 in the morning and the decoys were already in the field. All you were there to do is shoot some geese. Well, guess what? Your life just turned upside down because you have been charged with a wildlife violation. That violation is at the discretion of the NRP officer, and intent does not come into it. In other words, if you're there and there's bait, you're guilty. That's what strict liability is, and that's what we're addressing this week.
Well, glad you are.
And that's a reason why people don't come to Maryland to hunt as much as they should, because they're aware of that.
Well,
and the guides and outfitters are aware of it. So now you know.
Now I know, and we don't bait. So
well, no, of course not. But Maryland law does not conform to federal law. Federal law speaks to intent. Maryland law does not. So everybody in the party is guilty, and you're guilty. You're not innocent until proven guilty. You are guilty, and then you have to provide the means to come up with your own innocence. What do you think of that? Well, is that screwed up or what?
I'm glad you're working on that.
Well, thank you.
several other thousand people are.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope that the hunting community is all in on that and that they can find us a way to support the Maryland Hunting Coalition financially. It's very simple. Go to mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can go to the donate page or any page and hit the PayPal account. The mailing address is Post Office Box 451 in Sykesville, Maryland. That's Carroll County, and that's 21784. And you can send a donation. You can go and use your credit card on PayPal. And we've got a very expensive lobbyist that we're trying to pay every single month to work with the Sportsman's Caucus to do his magic in Annapolis, and we're doing the marketing part of that. And you know, we've got the board of directors, we've got the advisory committee, we've got some of the top people in hunting in Maryland, and we are working on important issues. Sunday hunting being preeminent. Number two is strict liability if we get the support of the hunting community. And number three is, well, number three, who knows what's coming down the road? We've talked about the genetically modified organisms, the crops that they're going to stop planting on Blackwater. We're looking at that. We're trying to engage some national conservation groups on that. We've got the caucus support in the General Assembly. So we've made huge inroads in the few short months that Maryland Hunting Coalition has been in existence. And we're also bringing the first Sportsman's Rally, first Hunter's Rally, Camo Blazing Camo Day to Annapolis on February 5th. So hope you can join us.
Well, I'm going to try to, and I guarantee you today we have a small club of 10 men, and it's been in existence for over 40 years.
Yep.
And we're on the same farm.
Yep.
And I guarantee you I'm going to promote this endeavor you're doing today and keep up the good work.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. It's called the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, buddy. See you, Buck. Okay. Bye-bye. There goes Buck. All right. Hey, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. I hope Buck has an A5, because I'll tell you, I've got my eye on one. I'm going to trade probably I'll probably trade one or two semi-automatic shotguns that I have on a new A5. That's how much I like this gun. Recoil operated, 5-year guarantee, 100,000 rounds or 5 years, whichever comes first. It comes in 12 gauge. It's available in camo, black synthetic, wooden blued, 3.5 inch. I'm probably going to go with a 3 inch just because of the recoil. And I like it. And where do you get an A5 Browning? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, if you like a pump-action shotgun, they carry the BPS. That's available in all gauges, 410, 28. 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge, 12 and 20 gauge deer models if you like a pump gun for deer. The Maxis is also a great waterfowl gun. You want to take a look at that one, too. Comes in the camo that prevents the rust. The whole thing's camouflage and Mossio camouflage. And don't forget the $100 rebate on the A-Bolt 3 in all the popular deer calibers, 270, 30-06, 7mm, 300 and all that. Well, that's Clyde Sports Shop. Full-line Browning dealer. Take a look at all the shotguns, all the firearms, handguns, personal protection. Check into the rebate. Look at the A5. It's all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Now, if you're headed to the shore, like our last caller there, Buck, he's going to stop more than likely at Chesapeake Outdoors and just see what they have. You talk about camouflage clothing, they've got it, and boots, at Chesapeake Outdoors. They do all types of waterfowl accessories and waterfowl calls, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. In November, when the season comes in, they're going to be duck and goose picking. They're going to be picking ducks and geese right there in the store. They'll have them ready for you. Go get, you know, finish your hunt, drop your ducks and geese off, go get lunch, come back. You got your ducks and geese all dressed out, ready to go. Firearms, ammunition, Bubba Blade knives, full line of archery supplies and crossbows, Under Armour, Drake clothing, Bigfoot and Avery decoys. You name it, they've got it for waterfowl, for deer hunting at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They're courteous and knowledgeable staff will help you find what you need. 410-604-2500. Oh, where are they? Did I tell you? Right off Route 50, exit 39B Dominion Road, not far past the Bay Bridge. 39B Dominion Road, turn in there, and you're just about in the parking lot. 410-604-2500. 604-2500. 2500 Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Line-X spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Line-X is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Congratulations, Buck Baum, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estra spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estra scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Information, opinion, passion. We think you can handle the truth. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of.
Big bulls, big bucks. Let's talk to Bob in Greensboro, Maryland. How are you, Bob?
Good, buddy. How are you been?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I'm coming across the bridge right now. I got to go to work this morning.
Oh, you're not on a motorcycle, are you?
No, I wouldn't own a motorcycle.
I got you. Gotcha.
Yeah. How you been?
I've been good. Right. Can't complain.
Good.
Did you join the Maryland Hunting Coalition? Did you join the Maryland Hunting Coalition yet?
No, but I'm about to.
Okay, good.
I know where to go.
Okay. You got a 4-year-old grandson?
My 4-year-old grandson's still a little too small to get in on the junior waterfowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, the intent is there.
Absolutely.
You were talking about intent earlier.
Yep.
And, I like that little rule. You're hunting over bait. No idea. Never been in this field before.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that little that strategy they use.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you're guilty. It's called strict liability. If you're there,
strict liability.
If you're there, you're guilty.
Uh-huh. That's cute. I like
it. It is cute. Huh? Like I said, it's discretionary. It's up to the discretion of the NRP officer whether they want to charge you or not. Huh?
Well, I was hunting on as a sub permittee with my brother up on the bear hunt.
Oh, how about that? Did you see anything?
I think I saw something like was a shadow before dawn. It wasn't even worth looking hard at.
Yes, it was. Anyway, yes, it was.
But I couldn't do anything. Couldn't take a shot.
Yeah.
A shot.
No, of course not. No. Nope.
So the good officer rolled up to where my brother and I were parked up there on the. In the New Germany area.
Yep, sure. Way. Yep.
And checked us out and everything. And he asked me an interesting question. He says, well, my brother, you know, is from Virginia, so he was out of state. We knew that already. He says, well, who's hunting here from Caroline County? I said, that would be me. And I said, why? Is there something wrong? I mean, I almost had this question in my mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Was someone from Caroline County coming to Garrett County to hunt?
Right.
As if I haven't been doing it most of my life.
Right. So what'd he say?
But, you know, why is the suspicion on me?
Well, who knows?
Why am I singled out? Let's put it that way.
Well, Bob, look. I know you. I've hunted with you.
If
I'm an NRP officer and I roll up on you, I'm going to be suspicious.
What?
I'm going to be suspicious.
Okay, good.
No, I'm just kidding you, man.
And I know you are. Not an issue. But still.
Hey, look, I understand. I understand 100%. I don't know what it is. There's an attitude. There's no question about it. So we'll figure it out. So.
Eventually, we will.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks,
Thank
Bob.
You
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Whoops. Where'd he go? Ah. You get it. Okay. I want to talk to Katie in Ellicott City. Good morning, Katie. How you doing? Hello,
Hi,
Katie.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. I'm calling to enter the contest.
You're in it.
The letter.
You're in it.
I'm in?
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There she goes. That's the easiest contest to enter in the world, isn't it? Call in, leave your phone number. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to use your phone number. I'm only going to get your phone number in case you win. Then I'll call you. You're not going to hear from me, okay? John in Brooklyn Park. How you doing, John?
Okay.
What's up?
I was listening to your program this morning, as I frequently do, but sometimes, unfortunately, I'm in and out on it. So
okay.
If I repeat something, I apologize.
That's all right. Go right ahead.
Talking about this rally you're going to have down in Annapolis and the, what do you call that, strict liability?
Yep.
And then this rockfish thing?
Yep.
I want to remind people that Senate Bill 281 had huge turnout in Annapolis.
No question.
Right, and the legislators didn't listen. So
no, they didn't.
So on November 4th is your last chance for 4 years to make a change.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And do you know that every time there's an election that affects a General Assembly like this one does, that there's about a 40% turnover? Did you know that?
I'm hoping.
Yeah, there's going to be about a 40% turnover. But either way, keep this in mind, that we are dealing with politicians who come from suburbia and the urban areas, okay? These guys have no clue about hunting and fishing, pretty much no clue about firearms, but they are driven on the firearms, Senate Bill 281. They were driven by a couple things, Newtown being one of them, if you recall, the federal agenda, and the administration who wants to raise their hands and say, me too. I want to beat Cuomo in New York, so I want to impose stricter gun regulations than Cuomo did in New York. Cuomo in New York says, I want to impose stricter gun regulations than the federal government. And these administrations fall right in line, right down the line with Washington. And you've got an administration in Washington that is anti-gun, anti-sportsman, anti just about everything American. And now you've got an administration on its way out. The name on the desk is about to change. Just vote. Vote your heart. Vote your conscience. Go to the polls. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. Vote what benefits Maryland. That's the key right there.
There you go.
All right, John.
All right, can I get one more thing?
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
something to help you guys out if it's a sight-in day. My gun club has three sight-in days coming up. Do I talk about them?
Nope. Where's your gun club?
It's in Pasadena.
Nope. That's what I call an ambush. You're welcome to call me and talk about it or send me an email ahead of time and we'll promote it.
Okay.
But the idea is don't call me and ambush me with an event.
That wasn't an intent.
I understand. I know there's no intent and neither strict liability. No, yeah, that. All right. See you, buddy.
Please don't put me in that category. All right.
Thanks, John. See ya. Bye-bye. He can call me and email me anytime. Let's see. Dolores, and then we got to take a break, don't we? Dolores, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say hi. It's been a long, long time, but I didn't have a phone for 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called in.
Well, I have a lot of things I want to say, but my cat knocked my phone off the table, and it's going to go dead any second.
All right. Well, what's the most important thing you wanted to say?
Well, I'd like to enter the contest.
Okay, that's number one. Number two?
Number two is I love the show and you, and I think you're great, and I'm not trying to butter you up or anything.
Aw. Okay. And, number three?
I just want to say good luck in everything that you do, because I know that you're really out there for everybody.
I appreciate it, Dolores. Thank you very much. See, you got it all in.
Yes. Well, no, I have more to say, but I'm going to call you back.
You call me back.
Okay.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay. There she goes. Let's talk to Randall in Easton. Good morning, Randall. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You're up.
I wanted to enter the contest.
Okay.
And hope to see everybody next weekend at the Waterfowl Festival, at Easton.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Randall.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. Jim in Pasadena, David in Perry Hall. Hang on there. We got to do a couple little things here, and when we come back, we're going to draw for the muzzleloader contest. So anybody on the line right now is in, and if you call during the break, you good with that? We can put them in? Okay. But that's it. Then we're done. Then we're drawn. Let's talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. The 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. Now, look. Folks are still signing up and still getting beautiful fish entered in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. This guy from Frederick, if I could find his name, what did he do? He got a 26.5-inch bass and an 11.5-inch bluegill just this past week that he entered in the contest. Johnston was his name. Good grief. From Frederick County. And he's in the 2015 Fishing Challenge. Yeah, 10-25, 11.5-inch bluegill, 26.5-inch largemouth. His name is Fred Johnston. Justin Lemley from Darlington got a 21-inch smallmouth. Olivia Riley from Dundalk got a 13-inch white perch at Miller's Island. Those folks are all in the new contest, so it's cool. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and even Under Armour. Late fall, great time to hit the freshwater streams, the lakes, the tidal rivers, and all manner of fish load up on calories for winter. Trout and walleyes and northern pike in the west and largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river systems and local impoundments. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish in there, too, and all you have to do is go fishing. Okay, so if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland... Hold on. You can't call me while I'm on the air. Good grief. My phone was ringing. I had to get the phone... my cell phone's ringing. Anyway, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland award-sized fish, certify your catch in an Angler Award Center and enter online, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, and Chesapeake Bay and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local Angler Award Center, your fish and tackle center, or check the fishing rule book. Visit www.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? I sure hope so. And if you are, head to Chesapeake Outdoors. They got a full line of waterfowl calls. Once the goose season and duck season comes back in November, they'll be picking waterfowl right there at the facility. They got all manner of firearms for deer waterfowl hunting, Under Armour clothing, Drake clothing, Avery decoys, Bigfoot decoys, all kinds of crossbows from Mission and Parker and Carbon Express and Excalibur, Matthews Bows, you name it, they've got it, even got the Bubba Blade knife. Makes a great gift, by the way. 410-604-2500. Where is Chesapeake Outdoors? Where in the world? Well, they're on the Eastern Shore on Kent Island. exit 39B, that's Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. That's where you'll find Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, 410-604-2500.
Cloudy, windy, and colder for us here today with on again, off again rain showers. Temperatures holding rather steady in the upper 40s for us here today. Decreasing clouds for us here tonight, but remaining windy. Temperatures drop down into the upper 30s. Mix of clouds and sun. Windy and cold for tomorrow, upper 40s. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Transit agencies have long helped people get around. Now some of them are giving people a place to live, work, and play. New York's transit agency is in talks with a developer to build an apartment complex and shopping center on land that holds parking lots used by suburban train commuters. The Los Angeles Transit Authority has leased out land for 47 developments around its 80 stations since 1999. Atlanta's system recently announced plans to develop property around more than a dozen rail stations. For decades, city and county transit agencies have leased out kiosks or small storefronts in their rail stations to businesses such as newspaper stands and coffee shops. Now the agencies are more ambitious. They're developing large-scale rent-producing developments, including hotels, around their rail hubs. Transit officials expect real estate to become an increasingly important revenue source that helps them deal with stagnant federal funding and the rising cost of maintenance. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
In 1999, you could buy an ounce of gold for $300. Today, gold is bouncing around $1,300 an ounce, with many indicators pointing towards record highs. Think about this. The U.S. Treasury is good at printing money, but they will never be able to print more gold. Where will gold prices be in a year, or even 5 or 10 years from now? Don't look back at gold prices and think, what if? Look ahead and add gold to your retirement accounts right now. American Bullion makes it easy to add gold to your retirement accounts. They provide a tax-free, hassle-free process for moving portions of your existing IRA and 401k assets into the long-term safety of physical gold and silver. Ask for your free copy of their latest gold guide. Call 800-395-9529. That's 800-395-9529. Call American Bullion. Ask for the free gold guide at 800-395-9529.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis. Texas at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction, for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig.
All right, we're almost out of time. Well, we are out of time for the October muzzleloader winner. And what we've done is everybody that calls in gets a numbered ticket. We put the tickets in a hat, and then our producer is totally uninvolved. He doesn't know any of our callers. He has no personal investment in any of this. He pulls a ticket out at random, and that ticket number turned out to be 141. And that 141 ticket... Let's see. Let me run down the list here. Now, remember, everybody that got in today is still in, so you're in good shape. Let's see what we got here. 141 is somebody by the name of Josh Samosuk. Josh Samosuk. Number 141 is the winner, and we'll be calling Josh, and we'll be finding out what his address is, and CVA will be sending you a package in the next week or two. What do you think of that? Congratulations, Josh Samosuk. All right, very good. Congratulations, Josh. Let's talk to Rick and Oella. Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. A great program. I listen to you every Saturday morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, look, I got a serious question. My son and I like to go charter fishing at least 2 to 3 times a year on the Chesapeake Bay.
Yep.
And out of Tillman's Island. And I'm wondering, you know, we only get to keep 2 fish per person. I was wondering if there's any way or any projections on a possibility of keeping 3 per person eventually.
No, they're cutting back. They're trying to reduce the harvest by 25%. So they're increasing the size limit and keeping the bag limit the same. It means that next year you're going to have, in the summer season, the fish have to be 20 inches to keep.
20?
Yeah, and in the spring season it's going to 36 inches.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. The Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission just ruled on that this week, and we have a statement from the DNR secretary on the striped bass action. Yes, I'm absolutely serious.
Wow. Yeah, because, it's really expensive to go charter fishing, and it'd be nice to keep more than 2, but it doesn't sound like it's...
Not going to happen. Sorry. I don't look for any increase in, we're going to see the size limit increase next year. We'll see what that does to the stock. And even offshore, only 1 fish now over 28 inches is allowed to be kept. It used to be 2. That'll be coming in 2015 also.
But there's too much pressure on the...
Well, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on the offshore stock where the big females get caught up in commercial and recreational fishermen, especially like in December when people get out of the Bay Bridge and the goal is to catch a 40-pound cow rockfish. You know, those fish are staging up for their spawn in just a few months. So they're trying to cut down on the coastal catch. And mostly we have male fish here, but we're trying to protect the breeding stock. And that was the entire Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission just adopted its ruling on that this week. So that's what's coming.
Now what about just a ban on the cows? You know?
No, not going to happen. So nope. Mm-mm.
That would make sense.
Got to go, buddy.
All right, take care. Great pleasure.
Thanks. Yep. Bye bye. There he goes, Jim in Pasadena. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
Great morning. God, let me get out of bed this morning.
Sorry. There you go. Good. So what's up?
I was over at a Tea Party event in Caroline County.
Okay.
And a gentleman running for sheriff from Mineral County and a write-in candidate from Caroline County were talking about interpositions.
Yeah.
I hear you talking about all this stuff. Well, these guys, if they win the sheriff position, it'll really help out because they'll go in and fight for you because they're going to fight for the citizens and stand up to the federal government and the state government when they're doing these unconstitutional things.
That's their job.
Yes. So the one gentleman's name was Joseph Delamater.
Well, we're not doing candidates here on the air. Sorry.
Well, I was just letting people know, and then there's a write-in candidate.
Good enough, Jim.
Carroll County.
Good enough, Jim. Appreciate it. There he goes. Didn't let him get his way, so he hung up. David, good morning. How are you, David?
Good morning, Alan. Just 3 things real quick. I'm a non-hunter,
okay,
but I appreciate your show and what you hunters do.
Thank you.
For us, the rest of us. Number 2, I'd like to encourage Gunther not to give up corn farmers and have been genetically modifying our food for thousands of years. They just didn't know they were genetically modifying it.
Yeah, they called it hybrids back in the day.
Yeah, it was hit or miss.
Yep.
And lastly, I think last week you said any of us who entered the gun drawing
today
would be in for November as well.
That's
as October.
Correct. That is correct.
All right. And you sound like you're a well-informed guy, and tend to keep listening and wish you all you hunters all the best.
Well, I don't know how well-informed I am, but I've been around for a long time. So thanks, Dave.
See all right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Spent a lot of days in the woods and a lot of days on the water in my life. So let's talk to Greg in Dundalk. Good morning, Greg. How you doing? Hello, Greg. Greg didn't win, so he dropped off. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You got to love them. Full-line Browning dealer. They've got the great A5 Browning. That's the one. Recoil-operated, five-year guarantee, 100,000 rounds. That's how confident Browning is in their new A5. So you can check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. If you're getting ready to go deer hunting in a rifle county, hey, why not buy the best? Why not get an A-Bolt 3, an AB3? You can save $100. Well, it's a $100 rebate on that and all the popular calibers, 270, 30-06, 7mm, 300. They've got all those at Clyde Sports Shop, and they're just under, I think, $400. So that's not a bad deal on a high-powered rifle, especially a Browning. So why not check all that out? For pump guys, you like the BPS. For, you know, other semi-auto loaders, they've got all those, the gold, you know, the 10-gauge, the 12-gauge, you name it. They've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. And they also have Browning handguns for personal and home protection. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop will walk you right through the process. They have great gunsmithing, too. And they're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Why not give them a call or stop in today? 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Website is clydesports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's wake-up call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call.
We're going to cut that short because we've got a lot to talk about here yet. Okay, Glenbrook Rifle Association, Waterford Road in Pasadena. Three sight-in days this month. November 2nd, that's tomorrow. 9th, that's Sunday a week from now. And the 16th a week from then. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Glenbrook Rifle Association, 8170 Waterford Road in Pasadena, just so you know. All right. Hate to end it on this note, but a 69-year-old man from Baltimore was killed Tuesday afternoon when he fell from a tree stand he was repairing in Dorchester County. So according to the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Emmanuel Pacunas was with three employees in Vienna, preparing a cabin and a tree stand for deer season. Witnesses said as he climbed a ladder into the stand, the top step gave way as he reached for it, and Mr. Pacunas plunged about 15 feet headfirst to the ground. Employees attempted to revive him and called 911. He was taken to Dorchester General Hospital in Cambridge, where he was pronounced deceased. DNR reminds hunters to carefully inspect all tree stands and always wear a full-body safety harness when entering, leaving, or in the stand. The department strongly recommends using a sliding knot, commonly known as a prussic knot, attached to a line that is secured above the stand that allows the hunter to be safely tethered to the tree as soon as they leave the ground. You can view the tree stand tips and safety video online on the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website. But let me give you just a few tips. Read, understand, and practice the manufacturer's recommendations before using any climbing equipment or a tree stand. Check your permanent tree stands every year before hunting from them. Replace any worn or weak lumber. Use updated equipment. Newer tree stand equipment is solid, safe, and secure. Always practice installing a hang-on tree stand at ground level before attempting an elevated installation. And there are more, but that's all we have time for this hour. The most important thing is always wear a full-body safety harness when you're in your tree stand, when you're climbing, and when you're descending. All right, folks, sorry to end on such a somber note, but that's all for the Outdoors and Radio Show. Congratulations to Mr. Samusuk for winning the firearm, the muzzleloader from CVA. You can check out all those muzzleloaders from CVA.com on their website, CVA.com. And as always, it's time for me to say, get out, stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it.